Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. I have to do it each time, I'm sorry. What tip do you have for us today?
Well, I'm going to talk about functional training.
Okay.
That's the tip today.
All right.
Cool. So what is functional training?
Well, functional training is where you look at training the body through movements that are functional. So you use your body to walk, climb upstairs, sit down, stand up, those sorts of movements. So
okay.
A lot of people go to the gym and they tend to just isolate, like they'll do a bicep curl and they might do a leg extension, which works their quadricep, but that's one muscle. And there is no point when we're just relying on one muscle to do anything in particular, unless maybe you're a weightlifter or something like that. So you want to train your body through the movements. And a lot of these come back to our primal movement patterns, which are like squats, lunges, bends, push, pull, and then you've got gait, which is the movement that you use to walk.
What I usually do at the gym, I just stand in front of the mirror with the arm weights and just go, and just...
Actually, correction. Aaron walks into the gym and then turns around and walks straight back out. Very true.
Okay, hey, I'm sorry.
So is the idea of this to use multiple muscles?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When I talked about the intensity and time the other week, this is where you start to get a little bit more intensity with a weights workout. I mean, you don't have to use necessarily weights. A lot of it can go with body weight, and it's just the type of movement. You train your body in that pattern. And because you're using more muscles, you're going to burn more calories as a starter. That's why I've put it in here, because it is a weight loss thing. But more importantly, you're moving properly. So you learn to walk better. You're going to work your core. Functional training involves the core. You've got a lot of stabilization in your joints, in your knees, muscles, whatever whatever sort of movement that you're doing. And your body's stabilizing. It's going to help your posture. There's a lot of movement in your joints because it's 3D. So you're going to stabilize your joints, and that'll reduce the likelihood of getting an injury, whether you're training or doing a sport, whatever it is.
Mm.
And if people are training for a sport, then the functional movements become a little bit more specific, because different people have different movement patterns. So if you're a runner, you might want to strengthen your gait. If you're doing a totally different sport, like I'll just throw in rock climbing, then it's going to be a totally different movement pattern that you want to train there. But if you're not doing sport, that's fine, but you still want to train your body in these movements so that your body functions properly. Personally, when I started doing this kind of training, I found that my work day became a lot easier. I used to find that you're walking around a gym up, downstairs. Okay, that gets a little bit tiring if you're doing that 8 hours a day. But with this sort of training, I just move lightly. I feel like I'm lighter when I move, and that's what most of my clients have felt the same thing as well.
Awesome tip again, Lauren. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.